Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Wynn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeLock. Freese moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freese scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadowski hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 2 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Sadowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. DeLock juggles the ball. That's an error on DeLock. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Fox scores. Aparicio moves to third. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Monbouquet now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Staley now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Staley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lou Clinton pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0 for 3 in the game. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzahn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 4 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.